Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
It's the last one.
Which one? Oh, last quarantine.
You don't even know where we are. Y'all, Poodle hasn't had sex in 8 weeks, and
I'm delirious.
He's dick-lirious.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
That sounds like a movie. Wasn't there a movie called Delirious?
I'm sure
was
there was.
Was that John Candy?
Hey,
or
Siri,
Eddie Murphy?
Was there a movie called Delirious?
Was an Eddie Murphy comedy special?
There was a John Candy movie called Delirious from 1991. A Rotten Tomatoes score of 44%. No, you're
not
thinking
good.
You're relating to Eddie Murphy because Eddie Murphy had Eddie Murphy Raw.
Is that what it was?
And you like it raw. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a different kind of raw, though, y'all.
I had someone who asked for a cameo today who said, can you just be Laura and talk about Raw Dog? And I went,
Laura?
Lisa. And I went, these are freaky deaky people.
Freaky deaky deaky. I think they just like your BGL. They like
maybe.
You. She's your version of Baby Girl Lisa is definitely the most vile I've ever seen.
You know what? It's pretty gross. It's pretty gross. I also, that reminded me too, by the way, y'all, we're going to be doing, I'm looking it up because I want to get it right because we normally don't get things right. But if this is
true.
So true.
It's true.
If you are doing a cameo, the 5th and the 6th, all the proceeds will go to the NAACP.
We're both doing that. I need to register.
But we're both, all the proceeds on the 5th through 6th will go to the NAACP.
5th or 6th.
What did I say?
5th through 6th, but your tongue may have been slow.
5th through 6th? Yeah, the 5th through the 6th.
But that's 2 days, the 5th or 6th.
Maybe it's the 7th, too. I don't know.
No, but you should say the 5th and 6th. Or you can't just say 5th through the 6th. It's 2 days.
4 people fell asleep, and somebody pulled off the road and just went, stop.
I like to get things correct.
Anyway, the 5th and 6.
There we go.
All proceeds will go to the NAACP Empowerment Fund. So
great.
Because we care and Black Lives Matter.
So Black Lives Matter.
We love y'all. Be kind to one another out there.
Yeah.
So
I was saying, I think I posted on Facebook in our Sissy Squad. It's time to be kinder, y'all. It's time to try to understand more.
It is.
It's time to listen a lot.
People have different opinions in the squad, and that's fine. But as Brene Brown said, y'all, if you're shitty to one another, we'll boot you and we won't look back.
We won't look back.
So don't be mean. We're not those people.
And you know, the rules are clearly posted.
You can't follow
them.
If someone breaks
a rule, you can report them.
Don't
make a post about people doing it. Just report them.
Just report it.
And then go about your day.
Go about your day.
If you don't like it, go make yourself a paper hat.
Paper hats are wonderful.
Go tell your kid to play in the backyard and get the fuck out of your hair.
That's true. Go to Sonic and get a Diet Dr. Pepper. And then
What do they call Root 44s?
A Root 44.
I had never heard of these.
Come at me if you love a Root 44. And then when you get home.
Too much liquid.
Get yourself a cherry limeade. Drink half of it on the way home, and then when you get home, put a lime or lemon White Claw, a couple of them in there.
That's a great idea.
There you go.
So what we're saying, y'all, is...
Or a hard noon.
Do that, and then go about your day. And, you know, and if someone's pissing you off on social media, think, why did they say that to me? Wonder what was in their head. Where were they coming from?
And before you type... Take a pause and be still. Maybe respond a couple hours later.
Or even 10 minutes. You know.
10 minutes? Jake can fuck 4 guys in 10 minutes. At this rate, you're going to be like a jackhammer. You're just going to be like...
like they would have in the...
yeah. They could put you on one of those, like, uh-huh. You're going to look like with the football team. What are those things they use to meditate that also can't... They go, the balls, I go, clack, oh. Clack, clack.
Are they called Benoit balls?
Oh, Benoit.
No, are those the ones you put up your butt?
No, I don't know.
I can't remember.
You know the balls that are on the string, y'all, and you hit one and it clacks the other one? Come at me if you know about balls. Come at us.
I think those are called, I don't know what those what are.
There's a name for them. Anyway, I don't think we have any other announcements except for y'all. We're doing so much fucking shit for you this week. Poodle's exhausted.
I'm kind of a shell right now.
Well,
I'm a husk.
In Poodle's
an empty
defense,
husk.
He didn't get one of his medications refilled, and he's almost out of feels.
One of his medications? Like, I'm on, like, 7. I'm on 1 med for anti-anxiety, you guys. And because of the fucking curfew here... I was working on our Patreon all day on Monday, and I was trying to do with this fucking Patreon all fucking day because we just changed. Y'all, there are $8 tier, Don't Pull Over, is very successful, but I had to do a lot for it.
Yeah, we had to do a lot.
And then the curfew was supposed to be 6 o'clock, and then they changed it to 5 no notice.
With like 20 minutes notice. They're getting better today.
They are. I'm like, I think I'll be fine.
It's
been
insane. They'll send out an alert at like 4 p.m. curfew in 2 hours, and everyone runs to the grocery store. Like they don't have fucking 3 jars of peanut butter at home. Like, one's going to starve for the night.
But basically, I was sitting there like Requiem for a Dream, like fucking, like jonesing, shivering, like fucking Jared Leto. In my dream, Ellen Burstyn's like staring at me wanting to give money to a televangelist. I was finally able to get it, but not till
sick.
And like, you know, because if you have withdrawal from like either anxiety or depression meds or anything like that, mine has a really short half-life. So if I don't take a pill, it's like gagoong.
And then
you just don't want to be there.
Believe me, I was
yeah,
there.
I called you. We were talking on the phone, and I was like, I want to strangle you with the phone.
I finally said, I'm not fighting with you right now. And he's like, I'm not fighting. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It was a lot.
And I thought it was just that he had been too busy to cam. But that wasn't it. So anyway,
I was too sick to even cam.
Make sure your meds, this is a voice telling you, make sure you have enough meds. Yeah, wherever you are.
I just forgotten to get them.
Anyway, y'all, we were black yesterday for Blackout Tuesday, so nothing yesterday. So this is Wednesday. We've got our quarantine now.
We're going to do about 5 minutes on the baby special that was, I like Lauren and Alexi. I do not need an hour of them.
It was a lot for an hour.
I wanted an hour of me riding his dick.
But I bet I got a message. I wonder if Jackie Wiseman loved this or hated it, you know, because she's... Y'all, Jackie Wiseman's about to drop in like 3
weeks.
She's
about to pop one out.
So you know she was probably... I wonder if she got super emotional.
She probably got triggered.
But I did like some things about it. We'll talk about it. And then that's on Wednesday, y'all. And then on Thursday, we've got our The Other Way Patreon dropping.
Yes.
And then on Friday, we've got Labor of Love dropping.
As well as fucking Smothered.
Fucking Smothered, y'all, all on the Gaytreon.
It's like
so
this
jump at
week
us.
Conspired. This week has fucked me over with no lube. You know, it's not even fucked me. This week has just kind of like slapped me around a little bit and edged me till I can't come.
It didn't even put the tip in.
No.
Just left you
it
there.
It just jerked me off.
Just in a bed of lube, just writhing around saying, someone.
Every night it just goes. And I go, oh.
And then they just leave.
I'm leaving.
And you're like, what?
And then the whole day they chain me up.
To the bed so your hands can't touch your junk.
Yeah, that's what this week has done. It has edged me every night.
I'm on the edge of glory.
If you don't know what edging, you can Google it.
The edge, the edge, the edge.
That song has one of the...
I know, it's bad lyrics.
I will go on record and someone will come for me. I am certain of it. I enjoy Lady Gaga as a singer.
Her new album, Chromatic,
Is it?
Yeah, she dropped it this week.
I enjoy her as a performer. As a songwriter, I think she is below standard talent.
All right.
That's just all there is. However, think about someone like, now, she doesn't write her songs. Katy Perry doesn't write her own songs, but there's some interesting stuff. Think about someone like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift writes her own songs.
Taylor Swift, I think, is a better songwriter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Completely. They're completely different types of singers.
Yes.
But, you know, Lady Gaga's great, y'all, but she could have better lyrics.
Let's just be honest. But we love her because we have
She's
to.
A big ally.
She's a big ally.
If I walked out into West Hollywood and say, what's the deal with Lady Gaga? Someone would just like throat punch me.
Yep. Poop.
I know.
Anyway, all right, well, let's jump
Where
into
are we?
This. Speaking of people we used to want to throat punch that now we kind of love.
Annie and Robert. I don't know why. I kind of like them now.
Robert.
Is it just because...
Robert did my wood being.
Is it just because quarantine and all the things
we're
that we've been going through?
We're so happy to see people we recognize. It's like seeing old friends, like your dysfunction. Think, y'all come at us if you're even fine now to see your crazy cousin because you just want to see people. You're like,
Annie and Robert, they're in quarantine. We're doing quarantine now.
Self quarantine, which is we think this is the finale of self quarantine, y'all.
What do you think about self quarantine? What has it been?
You know, the first episode, if you remember, we liked it.
Yeah,
It's been okay. I think I almost would have enjoyed more either a one-hour or 1 2-hour
yes.
self-quarantine
short clips.
But I get it. They needed content.
Ding, ding, ding.
Having a 6-series show was a lot, and it was just it was too much. I just wanted a little check-in. Some people I didn't want to know about at all. Laura.
I did not. or Chantel's family. Could have done, speaking of,
although,
we got some more of them now.
It was good to see Pedro.
Oh,
he is
hot, y'all.
He is so, you know, he looks like he has this look of, what's the hot guy that's friends with Justin Timberlake that used to be on that 70s show?
Wilmer Valderrama.
He looks like him to me. And Wilmer Valderrama
fucking does it to me. He's not Puerto Rican. I feel like he's...
I don't know what it is, and I'm not saying that they look alike, because I'm just saying something like in their eyes are familiar to me, and
no,
they could get
I think Pedro's hotter.
Oh, you haven't followed Wilder Valderrama's. Wilder Valderrama's Instagram is really hot, but Pedro's.
You just followed lots of thirst traps.
No. Maybe. But Pedro's big dick is way bigger.
It's nice. And it's real thick.
It's woo. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but Robert and Annie. Okay, I have to say, Annie, I felt a little seen here because if I was pregnant, I would be like, baby needs food, daddy.
You already say that.
Baby needs food, daddy.
That's your stomach.
Cream it so I can dream it. Baby needs it.
So they've been.
You know what? I think too, and I wanted to ask you about this. Do you think it's that we like them better together? Because when they both are dealing in the tension of not knowing if they're going to get married and try to work it out, they both were kind of, especially Robert, were gross to one another.
Yeah.
But now that they're married and settled, and they know that like this person's not going anywhere, they're able to just relax.
I think it's different because we're seeing the best of them in self quarantine.
That's probably true.
Also, we're trying when we're seeing them on the season. The camera crew and the producing is trying to capture the worst of some of these
people. That's true.
So I don't think it's strange at all. I'm sure neither of them are bad people. Now, Robert is just what we would call, obsessed with money. He's obsessed with his own money and running out of it.
Yes.
Like, and I don't know, maybe I would be if I had that many children.
If you had a litter, literally, you probably would be upset. He wakes up Bryson. It's time for daddy school again.
This is the best time to get Bryson, y'all, when he's kind of drowsy.
It's true. By the way, Jake has been to daddy school. He graduated.
I have seen a gay porn by that name.
That's true. He graduated daddy school.
Magnum cum load.
That's just gross.
Magna cum loaded.
There we go.
Also a gay porn movie I've seen.
It's true. With top honors. He was a suckadictorian.
Yes!
Suckadictorian. Come at us if you were the suckadictorian of your high school.
I graduated with top honors and that every top honored me.
We can keep going with this bit forever.
Magna cum loaded. If no one's used that before, someone should have.
Suckadictorian.
If that's not a gay porn, that should be.
It should be.
Bill Boulware or Tristan, come at us if that's a gay porn you have in your collection.
Y'all live in Tamps. Uh-huh. Well, actually, I don't know if Tristan does.
I don't think he does.
Anyway, okay, so... What's that word?
Daddy school. The fact that Robert can teach anyone anything.
I was concerned for this. I literally put, this is not going to be helpful for Bryson.
Yeah.
Because y'all, we like Robert now, but Robert's not that smart.
He's not. And also, can you imagine homeschooling Bryson? Like, Bryson's obviously going to be medicated later on with like ADHD medication.
He's a hyper kid.
Yeah. He'd hardly been up. He's trying to get him to say cat and write down cat. And Rob is like,
Audrey Hepburn.
What is that?
Cat! Cat!
Wasn't it us talking about Breakfast at Tiffany's and I told you that the book was very different than the movie and you were shocked that he was actually gay in the movie?
I think so, yeah.
The book.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie.
What?
I only know the scene where she goes out in the rain and goes, cut! Cut!
How are you gay?
Cut!
I mean, I know how you're gay.
I've never been an Audrey Hepburn gay.
The movie is wonderful, though. The movie is a classic. Well, I'm not an Audrey Hepburn gay either.
I missed it.
I don't know I'm trying to think what an Audrey Hepburn gay would be like.
Skinny fashion gays.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are.
It's because we aren't skinny and we can't wear fashion. We go to Old Navy.
I could wear her sunglasses.
No, you couldn't. Your head's too big.
That's harsh, but true.
Anyway, he understands why teachers should be paid more money.
That I clapped when he said that. Good, amen to that, Robert.
He's going to go to work. I got masks.
Got masks.
And he does not. And I don't know what you'll go to work.
I just, you know what I love? I just love the way she talks. I really do love Annie. I wonder if I'm going to work.
I wrote down all my windows. And, you know, when you put your, I love, Robert chose to explain a lot of things in this episode.
He did.
He explained just to us, when you roll down your windows, you put your mask on.
Put your glasses on.
And then you put
on.
Your glasses on. He also did explain, I am Robert. I am from Brooklyn, New York. Currently residing in Winter Park, Florida.
Yeah, we got that from your accent. He always says that. Which I guess he's not doing like Uber Eats, but this did make me, you know, I think of a lot of people right now, Alice, and I went, oh, crap, he really isn't making money. Mm. And they're married now, but can she even work? Well, first of all, she's pregnant. But could she, I guess after they're married, she could work.
You know what working is? What they just did for us.
Yeah.
They probably sent them, probably, I would say, TLC probably sent them $1,500, maybe $2,000.
I bet two, maybe. Yeah. Maybe they offered three since it'd
be
cheaper.
That's what they've got to live off of. They made them do other camera work.
Yeah, that is one thing that that I like about some of these people is they've been on these realities and do a lot, but like... Like Robert, or I'm sorry, Lauren and Alexi have a very humble home.
Yeah, they live in a building.
It's living in an apartment building, yeah. Cute little building.
I think they live pretty good though. It's a nice building. It's not a cute little building.
No, it's a nice building.
It's a big apartment.
You can tell that Lauren, the way
she has a good job. She works with her dad.
Yeah,
she?
And he's an EMT tech now. But I bet she is so on top of their money. She's just...
Oh, yeah.
She runs that household, and it doesn't matter, because all he has to do there is play
just
video games and swing that dick.
Ooh. Woo! God.
I mean, never mind. We're not talking about that yet.
Baruch Ata Adonai, stick it in me.
Okay. Wow.
They had a bris on it.
Wow. Well, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Anyway,
my Hebrew is good.
Anyway, she said, I know he hit the work, but I am scared for him. And then they so
work.
This is what I love, because we thought about, you know, our own moderator, Jackie, talked about this. They have to go to the doctor to get a sonogram and get the sex of the baby. But Jackie said it was very weird as well, is that her husband, her own child, like nobody else could go in with her to the doctor's office. They had to wait in the car. And again, we talk about this with Lauren, but I love that they show this with Annie, because a lot of our sissies out there and a lot of listeners, just women right now in the world, are getting denied kind of this joy of sharing their pregnancy, especially your first one. And that's just sad.
Yeah, I mean,
we are not going to know what that's like, but
no,
it's sad.
I mean, I get it. I guess all of that sharing is part of the pregnancy thing, yeah. But it's just, that's an American thing. And it's not, it's so American to show your pregnancy and to kind of have everyone like rejoice in your
pregnancy.
Are you
saying like in Ukraine, cousin Olga wouldn't
care?
No,
she like, I think she's rarely had kids brought to term.
But I mean her friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is a big deal, but our culture celebrates finding out about childbirth more.
I guess so, like other cultures don't do gender reveals and stuff as much.
I
have no idea.
I don't think so.
Y'all come at us, let us know.
I think that's an American, maybe a Canadian thing too.
Gender reveals just started, really, within the last 3 years.
I find them so tedious, but that's me.
I know.
I find a lot of things tedious.
We don't really care about gender, so I get it.
I care about gender.
Well, I mean, I care about gender, but I mean, like, if I had a kid, I wouldn't. And actually, whatever. We wouldn't know because we're not pregnant parents. It's just something. I wouldn't want to have a gender reveal party but I wouldn't want to know anything about the kid before they're born. God's last surprise.
Thanks.
That's what Aunt Darla said, and I agree.
Thanks, Aunt Darla. Anyway, so they're at the park ready for their gender reveal, And the woman at the store, she put balloon in the box.
I am glad, though, that they did that. I'm glad that they're doing a gender reveal because she doesn't get a baby. She doesn't get a lot of things. So I'm glad they're doing
and
something.
And you don't get a baby shower.
Because here's the deal with Annie,
her family's
y'all.
All in the DR.
Yeah, she won't get excited. You can tell Annie wants to get excited. I've talked about this before, but she won't. So when
she's
they
waiting
do
for their shoe to drop.
So
yeah.
When they do something that's exciting to celebrate Annie, it makes my heart swell because I love her.
You know what? I've really fallen in love with her past her season.
I know. I just love
her. She's the hit of Pillow Talk. Everyone loves her.
Wouldn't it be so fun just to hang out with her for like 30 minutes?
More like 10.
Okay.
I think I'd get my fill. After she says something, I don't like gay people.
Oh.
And you know what? I'm sure she's okay with gay people.
Oh,
she wasn't okay with Porn Granny.
Maybe.
You know.
Yeah.
So...
Poor Granny wasn't at the... I didn't get to see the gender reveal. You know why? Because I was sucking some dicks. Because I'm making money for me and my husband. You know why? Because I'm Porn Granny.
That
dick.
I don't think you have to say Porn Granny each time.
You wish of... Come here, Bryson. Do you want Porn Granny to bounce you on my knee? No, not that knee. The other one's sore from getting on my knee sucking that dick. Because I'm a Porn Granny.
Stop! Don't do the slurping sound. It's really disturbing. So you guys, surprise, it's a girl.
It's a girl.
And he's like, Princess, he's coming. She's like, you're going to be a diva.
I do... They are funny. The way she jabs at him, Princess is coming. He's like, oh, dude,
you're going to be a diva.
And at first, Bryson was, because he wanted a boy, y'all. And when they said girl, you see him just kind of hold his face like, man. But then he was jumping up and down, and he's excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big sister or little sister, little brother. You're happy regardless.
Yeah, I actually think Bryson and Annie are going to have a beautiful child. Because she's really pretty. Not Bryson. That was gross. Sorry, y'all.
Robert.
I think they'll have a pretty kid.
Hopefully, the child's eyes are normally.
Well, I mean, hopefully the kid looks like Annie.
Yeah, let's hope so.
But Bryson's beautiful.
That's right. Bryson's a good-looking kid.
Yeah.
But
we don't know what
Porn Granny's daughter looks like. My
dad
is beautiful. She's just
no. I can't
kind of
take
in jail.
Anymore. Porn Granny. Well, that ended sad.
Well, they're Southern.
Should we move on to Corey and Village Mattress?
Yeah.
So y'all, Surf Jesus, as I call Corey, and kind of my queen of all, Evelyn. she's got him in the doghouse room, which happens when she's mad at him. I have a feeling he stays here six
nights a week for sure.
He's
laying shirtless in bed.
He looks better than he used to. Him with the longer hair, I like.
So we're watching the other way right now in the Gaytreon.
Yeah.
So we're seeing him.
And he's leaned out a little bit now.
This is when he comes back to Ecuador and he's trying to lose weight and all this. But this is he is leaned out.
Yeah, he's leaned out. I kind of would call him. He would be like a grinder. He'd at least be like a 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock grinder thing for me.
Y'all, when Jake says I kind of would call him, he means Jake would beg him to motorboat him. Yeah. So, which I have to say, he is hotter now.
The longer hair suits him. It's kind of curly, surfy,
and it's a blonde. It's kind of.
I haven't had sex in so long. I'm thinking about wanting to fuck Corey.
You know what? Bill Bulwer said the same thing to Sissy Squad and. Andrea was like, no, he's too good for you.
It's been too long.
But you know what? I bet they have fun. I bet Corey Fox.
No, well, I was going to say, he probably says, do you like that? It's super verbal. And it's like, just like, stop. It's like when the guy was asking me that and I just covered his mouth. Y'all, if someone won't stop talking during sex, just reach up and cover their mouth and said, let's not talk.
That's fine. Yeah. So I think this confirms Corey has been listening to our podcast.
That's true. He learned how to.
He took Poodle's advice.
Yes.
And
what did exactly what I said.
And what did he do, Poodle?
He went and barked up another girl's surfboard.
And guess what? Evelyn's going fucking crazy
She lost her fucking mind, y'all.
That is the best thing.
And he's right.
finally he realized the way to get her, to win her, is to cheat on her.
There you go. Well, it's not like she hasn't him.
It's a wonderful, it's a Cinderella story, really.
Because if Evelyn thinks there's a chance that he would not need her, oh man.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, she holds all the cards, but here's the thing. She doesn't want to. Evelyn's like me. Evelyn wants you to wrestle with her for the cards.
Oh, that's exhausting.
She wants, you know how like a cat has a mouse? The cat doesn't want the mouse to sit there and lay dead. The cat wants to kill the mouse almost so it can play with it a little bit. The cat wants something that's going to fight back. Because the dead mouse is no fun for anybody.
Wow.
So.
Well, we got a glimpse of what Poodle's like in a relationship.
Just pop that mouse around. So Corey gets some life back and goes and fucks another mouse.
That's what he's, I mean, we don't say fucks, it's allegedly, but yeah. You guys.
Comes back, he went to Peru for a month.
He said he was hanging out with another girl. If he's hanging out with another girl, she at least gave him a blowjob.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they coaxed that out of him. And also, you guys, this is totally Ross and Rachel from Friends. We were on a break!
Yeah, it's true. We were on a break!
And she's like, no, I need some space. Now, men take that as we're broken up.
Yeah.
Just like Friends showed us.
Women take that as
I need some time away from you. And just like we saw when she said, I don't want to be touched right now to him. And I posted that in Sissy Squad saying, this is why I am Evelyn. Because most of the times, y'all, I don't want to be touched. I really don't enjoy being touched. Unless you're pile driving me.
And then,
not for very long.
And then he's into it.
Yeah.
So, the rest of the stuff's kind of boring, and it felt just kind of fake.
Yeah.
By the way, did she get fillers?
Her face looks different. She was wearing a lot of makeup. She's wearing more makeup.
Maybe she started to do contour, but her face looked different.
Normally she doesn't wear a lot of makeup.
She looked better.
Yeah, I thought it was a little more makeup than she normally would have worn. She was wearing false cat eyes. Yeah, and it was a little much.
I thought it looked good.
You normally like women in a little more makeup than I do.
It's true.
You from Buttfuck, Oklahoma, where they're basically all made up, everybody. This is the thing. I did not know there was such a thing as vaginal shampoo. Did you know that?
I know there's douche.
Yeah, but that's, no, this was like shampoo.
It's called like muffin shoulders.
That was a little insensitive.
No,
but yes.
What's it called?
Maybe it was Summer's Eve shampoo or something like that. But Corey had the best excuse. I don't know. It's just shampoo.
Maybe it's called like, maybe it's French. Maybe it's like creme de la vulva. Vulva wash is the great value brand I get. Just called vulva wash. Right by that French brand called Le Vauvie.
Vulva spring.
Vulva spring.
Vulva wash.
Sparkling vulva. Vel. It's just prel for your vulva. Come at us if you bought Vel.
Come at us and tell us if there's actual vaginal shampoo. I understand that you may need a different soap, but I didn't know it's actually shampoo.
Well, I know you're not supposed to use, like, if you have, like, an antibacterial body wash,
yeah,
you're not supposed to use that on a vagina because you don't want to kill the bacteria.
Yeah, I get that.
So maybe it's like not just to wash it, but to keep
like a Summer's Eve wash.
I don't even think you're supposed to use Summer's Eve all the time.
Well, that's a douche.
I know, but you're not really supposed to do that a lot. I don't think it's good for your body.
I know you're not. Women aren't supposed to douche. I'm saying if like.
I love it when we talk about vagina stuff that we know nothing about.
People are going to come for us. Let's just move on.
We know nothing about this.
I honestly wanted to know, is vaginal shampoo a thing?
Well, apparently it is because they bought some Vel in fucking.
Vel.
Vel.
The Great Value. Wow.
The Great Value's just called Vulva Wash.
And she need, because she hasn't shaved since, as you said, 62, she actually needs that for her forest.
Y'all, come at us if some of you already did. We ruined Aladdin for you, and we're sorry.
So, he confesses he did meet another girl.
He did.
Said we were having space, not a break. I wrote down, this is Ross Rachel. She does want to talk to him, so they do drive into town because they can only be out from 2 p.m. Before 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and after 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So the tiki bar is just sitting there.
The bar's sitting there.
That he paid for.
They run back to town because they run back home.
She's like, drive faster. And of course, they're dealing with a police officer, and Corey knows enough Spanish to go, hola.
Yeah.
And then she handles the rest of it.
I guess he hasn't learned a lot.
Nope. I don't think he's a smart man.
He's not a Spanish. I'm not familiar.
You know what it is? I just feel, we talked about this before, Corey's such a fucking mama's boy like Paul. And
yeah.
It's hard for him to do anything unless he's completely nagged or
just
made to do it. Yeah.
He's just dumb, too. Y'all are body washed up on the beach, so that's some real shit.
That's true. And I'm like, oh, Pigtown just got real.
Pigtown got real. So, y'all.
Maybe Ingabao is like your hometown. Maybe it's like Little Chicago.
Maybe Ardmore was Little Chicago. That's what they called it. That's what Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla said. We had so much crime going on. The mafia was here. People were getting murdered. And it was on Caddo Street, where my brother's barbecue restaurant. That's why it's called Caddo Street now.
Shut up!
Criminals, lawless. And then I will never forget Peggy looking right at Jake and Aunt Peggy saying, and what she call you, not Jake, she calls you what?
Alan.
And she said, Alan, that's why they call Ardmore Little Chicago.
And my face was just like, okay.
Which, though, apparently other people have said as well.
All right. I'll believe Aunt Peggy. Who
anyway.
your mother believes killed her husband.
She didn't. That's allegedly.
Allegedly, sorry. So anyway, at the end, they do find that dead body, and she's kind of like, but Corey, I'm so glad you're here, because I would be going crazy otherwise. And Corey's like, this is my chance. I'm going to make it.
This is the moment.
Damn all the odds.
Someday I'll... I don't know the rest. I'm going to stop myself.
With the gods.
Why would there always be a gay guy that sang that on Star Search? It would always be the gayest guys on Star Search that
it's
sing
true.
That. Y'all,
that was a very popular Star Search song.
If you're watching a singing competition show or if you're in your community and a man sings This Is the Moment, they are gay.
I sit on a dick. Yeah,
don't want it halfway, don't want it this way. I want it balls thick.
Oh, you know what? I'm not sorry for ruining that song. I'm not sorry.
We should add that to the musical episode.
I'm not singing that song. It's interesting because the problem with that show, yeah, some of you are going to come for me because you love Jekyll and Hyde. The problem with that show is that every song is a schlocky ballad. And
yeah.
even though Bring on the Men is fun, but I think it was cut from the final version. But everything is schlock. There's a song, Falcon the Dive isn't a bad song. I think there's another show. Anyway, I know. All right, moving on, you whore.
Moving on. My final thoughts for Corey and Evelyn, they are the dumbest. That's all I put.
I'm still team Evelyn.
I'm
still team mattress.
But you would fuck Corey.
I would. You know what? I would turn him into something. I would, if I was Evelyn, I would make him into something.
I don't know if
I would build
I don't know if
him.
He has the backbone to do it.
I would lead him into, I would build him into something that was strong.
It's not that I don't believe in you. I don't know if I believe in him.
No, I get you. I would make him work for my pussy.
She does. She does.
I still think it's funny. He's like, this is the doghouse room. I'm like, you spend almost every night there.
He did look hot on that bed.
He did. I don't know what's wrong with me. I found Corey hot. It's a problem.
Someone we did not find hot was Tim.
Y'all, it's your boy Tim. I'm doing okay in this quarantine. I'm just easy and being cheesy.
Y'all,
I'm totally awesome, y'all. I'm just making my guns.
If you
just
don't
dipping them in gold.
If you don't
learned how to gold plate on the internet, y'all. Totally awesome.
If y'all don't remember, if you haven't listened to our season with Tim, we call Tim Chester Cheetah.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
Because if you Google YouTube old commercials of Chester Cheetah, and you will be shook.
And my eyebrows are still on fleek, y'all. Do the kids still say on fleek? They
don't
say
think
that.
So, Tim. Don't think so, Tim.
I mean, I'm good here. I bought a very expensive piece of equipment. Because I do designer guns. GringoGuns.com, y'all. El Gringo. Because that's not racist at all to call myself.
Because he's super white. Or maybe he's not.
This wallet chain begs to differ. This shirt from Affliction.
Boy.
That I've got.
He had a shirt with a sequined skull on the front.
Yeah.
Y'all, he and Jennifer aren't together. Shocker. You know, a lot of people said that their season was all fake.
Yeah, it was fake, yeah.
So that's up for frauded, and people have to talk about. But
he did meet another Colombian girl. Y'all, I love Colombian women. They run hot, y'all. They run hot like a gun. And I know because I make guns. You got a problem with that, you know? You can talk to this mono. I'm sorry, you know he talks like that.
You know he does. Again, though, Tim and Veronica are kind of great in pillow talk, and I kind of do like their relationship.
I do, too. It kind of works.
It really
it's
works.
It's pretty codependent, but, you know.
She calls him on his bullshit and his ridiculousness.
And she kind of bosses him around, and he's happy with that.
And he's happy with that.
Yep. And he was, I forgot about this. He was engaged to Veronica for 7 years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too. I thought they were married. I forgot they weren't. They
Y'all,
were just.
If you're in a 7-year engagement, you might want to process that.
You might want to process. And that's a red flag. What is the longest someone should be engaged for, in your opinion?
I think when you get engaged, you should not set a date, but say, this is how long we think the engagement should last. I think you should say that.
I think if you get engaged, I feel like if you get engaged, you should set a date within probably extenuating circumstances.
I said 2 years, 2-3 years.
I would say like you should, if you get engaged, you should set a date to get married within 3 to 4 months, in my opinion.
To
decide when to get married.
Yeah, I agree.
And then I do agree. I think 2 years is plenty.
2 years, 3 years. Yeah.
Even 3 years, I'm like,
you know,
it's a long engagement.
It takes so long to plan a wedding.
It does. And some people have long engagements because they want to get married at a place that's very sentimental to them.
Yeah.
That might be booked for 2 years.
I feel like people get engaged too easily. And then they keep the engagement just because they're my fiance. It's almost like it's a scarcity kind of thing. They need to get engaged. So they kind of block the other person from leaving them.
Well, some
I know
people,
some
yeah,
people
do.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah, some people do that.
But 7 years, y'all, that's a deal breaker.
That's not going to work out.
No.
That is not going to work out.
So we do see he does visit his brother. The kind of bummer is that he visits his brother and his sister-in-law is having chemo.
Yeah.
And so he's scared about that.
I'm surprised he went over there.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
I was like, maybe you should just, I know you want to see them, but.
Well, North Carolina is not the best for social distancing. Yeah. And I have a feeling Tim is probably trying to be safe, but he's probably breaking some of those rules. But, you know, he was quarantining.
Yeah, he was going to. And then he comes back, and then he goes back to Veronica's house. Veronica's house is cute.
It's a big house.
It's a big house.
I have a feeling Tim probably paid for a lot of that house.
You think?
Yeah. Yeah. That I guarantee you, his gun money, his gun business is doing well.
Probably, but I think Veronica makes her
Bring
money.
No guns, y'all.
I think that she's
totally
making her
awesome.
Money. I will say, Tim.
No, I agree, but she just she makes. I know that business is successful.
No, I bet it does well. Now, and we teased Tim about his adventures in love, but I do think he's a good dad.
I agree. It was interesting. They're like Veronica and I basically raised Chloe like a friend, and so I'm gonna be here to put on this trampoline, y'all. And you know, when I was growing up, only the parents whose kids didn't love them, only the kids whose parents didn't love them had trampolines, as my mother told me. Mother Poodle did tell me that.
Really.
Well, I won't get a trampoline because I should love my children because they're too dangerous.
No, so therefore, she put a judgment on all the other parents.
The kids who had trampolines, their parents were irresponsible because you could fall off and break your neck easily.
Well,
I think it happened to a girl in my neighborhood.
Knowing
actually.
How you and your brother were. You would have died.
But then
one
there was
you.
Like a completely normal trampoline, and Tim's like, I got to put this trampoline together.
Well, and now they're doing like, they have the trampolines with the nets around them.
This
like
one didn't have
fall.
One, though.
No, back when we were kids, it was just,
yeah.
My parents wouldn't let me have one either.
Yeah.
I tried.
My mother would say, their parents don't love them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, they're having a good time. They're just in the pool, and Tim's like, that bathing suit is loud. I did enjoy that.
I did enjoy that he called his daughter out when she's like, I don't have time to go all these web pages.
What's time?
Y'all, tweens don't come at us if your tween is telling you they don't have time for anything.
They need to shut the fuck up.
And you laugh in their face.
I'm telling you, y'all, when you've been quarantined with your kid for a while, when you don't have to be around them all the time, sometimes you'll realize that one of your kids, if you've got, maybe you only got one kid, maybe you've got two, one of your kids, if you've been around them for too long, is a dick. I guarantee you.
Maybe this
when
is time
I've
for
been around
to...
when I've been around like my niece and nephews for too long, my oldest nephew, I realized he's kind of a dick.
One of my friends, her daughter, she finally, they've been quarantined and she's been begging and begging and begging. She's in high school,
yeah.
But she's 18 because she's graduating. And she's begging and begging to like go be with her boyfriend. And she's like, no, we're doing this quarantine. No. And finally she was like, fine, you can go to your boyfriend's
house
for a week, and then you go to your father's for 2 weeks to quarantine because you're not coming over here. So she just got rid of her kid for 3 weeks.
I'm telling you, if you've got three kids, there is a huge chance that one of them is being a dick right now. And you just need to say, you need to stop being a little shit to me.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Call it for what it is, y'all.
Call it for what it is, y'all. Mm-hmm. Don't baby them.
No.
If they're being a shit, they're being a shit.
Yeah. I think I even said to my nephew, I'm like, you're being a jerk right now. I said, no one, your mom or your dad's not going to tell you, you're being a jerk. He's kind of looked at me. He's like, and I said, I'm not kidding. I kept it real.
He kept it real.
Mm-hmm. I'm the uncle who keeps it real, y'all.
Oh, God.
Should we move on?
We should. But before we do that, y'all, we're going to
take a break.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Okay,
back in business and ain't it grand? Let the good times roll. Yesterday things were out of hand. Now they're under control.
Not really. No, that song is not appropriate to sing right now.
You know what? We'll sing that after we're out of quarantine.
We'll sing that in after November.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas, July, whenever we can see each other again.
So we're talking about Nicole and, Lydia, you guys.
This made no sense.
Well,
I get
these
it.
Two people have obviously been, now these were the people who fought the most with Chantel's family.
Yes.
Yes. We haven't seen any of this, so big shit to us.
So we don't know any of these people.
I will say that this is a dramatic as fuck family.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Pedro.
He shamed that sister.
So we see Nicole. She's in New York, and she says she's in her friend's kitchen, I guess. She's in this apartment. They have avocados because she's Dominican Republic. That's what she said, not me.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. Anyway, she keeps going on and on how she hates that her mother's. So this is what was interesting. She goes on and on in her own kind of just me saying, I'm so sad that my mother's alone.
By
I hate that she's alone. My mother's alone. I can't go home. I try to get flights. I can't get home. And then we go to the Dominican Republic and see Lydia, Pedro's mom, and she's like,
she's left me. She has left me to convalesce and to die.
To take care of three dogs.
To take care of Pancho, Chiqui, and Ricky.
Yeah.
And then she's like walking him around. She's like, ay! And the dogs are barking.
And
she's like,
oh. Ay, Dios mio. She's fun. She's fun.
Supposedly, her and the sister are absolute nightmares to when the family is trying to all deal with one another.
Really?
Yeah, that was the spites.
Wow.
It's not necessarily Chantel and Pedro. It was their families that
really?
Were, yeah, fighting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You could see how they would be drama.
She says, she even tells like her neighbor, she's like, it's like we're in a prison. It's so hard for me here behind these cages.
Lydia's quite the martyr, y'all. That's Mother Poodle levels of martyrdom.
And then while Nicole's just frolicking around New York. So anyway, she's upset because Nicole went to go to New York and she told her don't go. It's a hot spot. But Nicole decided to go to New York in the middle of a fucking pandemic in the worst city to be
in the
country.
And then in what I've called the worst threesome ever, with you, your mom, and your sister, then that three-way call, he throws her under the bus and says,
Pedro does.
You completely left our mother. Yeah.
And he looked hot doing it.
Yeah, he did.
God, y'all.
Sitting there playing video games all day. Just probably in between video games, when she leaves, he just jerks off.
We're not ever going to ask for Pedro's dick pic because
it would be too much to handle.
But if one of you has it,
I would fly there.
We'll pay you money for it. And by pay you money, like $5.
I don't want to solicit anyone to get a dick pic. How about we learn for those lessons?
Yeah, don't contract. And don't con. Yeah, we're backtracking now.
Yeah.
Don't contact.
Who's we? Who's we? You got a rat in your pocket, as my father would say.
Contact Pedro and say the 90-day gays want a dick pic. None of that. I'm saying if he already gave it to you.
Is that
you,
a rat in your pocket?
Because
no
you
we.
Are, you know what? Fine. Don't send us anything. I'm glad you ruined it.
Okay. Anyway, so they're fighting.
And then mother says, you know, you always do what you want to do. Always.
Yeah, so this is just scenes from a family, y'all.
Which I kind of enjoyed.
Yeah. It was, we don't really know these people, so we haven't seen their season.
But I bet they are good. Nicole's like, I feel bad. I didn't know this was going to happen. But they look at it differently. And then that's when Lydia said, they ended with her saying, Nicole does whatever she wants.
And they're like, Mommy, how many glasses of wine is that?
Enough.
If I knew this family, I'd probably watch a show about them.
Same.
Then we have Miss Abby, y'all.
Oh, my. I did not know any of this.
Really? Oh, we had learned that she'd been with that she'd hooked up with a guy in England.
I forgot.
So.
Y'all, Abby got out and got hers.
She got hers. And the best thing about this guy is he's not an AARP member.
No. He doesn't look like his face has been stretched over his lips. He's not buying panties.
His
home is redone correctly.
Yes, it's not a fucking cesspool.
He's not a fucking loser like Sean.
He's probably not trying to have an affair with the man who lives in his house.
No.
He definitely doesn't get senior discounts.
Mm-mm. He doesn't have anything buried in his basement. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Anyway, I will say, her husband, Louis, he's cute. He's so cute, y'all.
I knew this is Jake's time.
A rugby boy, y'all. Give me a kind of a chunky monkey rugby boy. He's kind of thick.
I knew this was going to happen.
That's exactly my type. Dead on. What I could do with Louis.
Wow.
He'd never go back to Abby.
Well, and here's the problem that I knew Poodle was going to be agitated. You. Y'all, it's not huge, but her husband can fuck.
Oh, yeah.
He can fuck.
Hours. If he wants to.
Hours.
He won't stop until the job is done.
He won't. Like, Abby.
There'll be time enough for counting when the fucking's done.
You got to know when to fuck. When to fuck them. Know when to suck them. Know when to fuck them away. Know when to come.
You better fuck that pussy when you're lying in the bed. There'll be time enough for fucking when the coming's done. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, Kenny Rogers. Rest in peace,
Kenneth. Rest in power.
I think we just woke you from whatever you had. He went, faggots.
Probably.
I have a feeling Kenny Rogers would be gay friendly, though.
I think he is.
Yeah.
He really was supposed to be one of the nicest people. My voice teacher in college knew him in Houston.
I could see that.
They were
Remember when he got
singing
that
group.
Facelift? And people were like, Kenny Rogers looks refreshed.
He does. It settled. It ended up settling.
It settled a lot better. But it was for like American Idol. And people were like, hello.
He was like, I'm going to be on American Idol. I got to get this shit done 3 months before. Y'all, if you get your face done,
You need to let it settle.
You gotta let it set for like a year before you make a public appearance.
Yeah.
Come at us in a group if you want to talk about your facelift, because I like to know. I want to get one day.
Maybe not a full. I won't let you get a facelift.
I want to get a brow lift. I just don't want things done with my lips.
You could use the little fillers in your lips.
Oh, no, I don't want filler. I worry about fillers.
Yeah.
I don't want to look like Darcy.
But you have a thin lip on the top.
I like thin lip on men. I think I like it that look, actually.
What are you saying about mine?
I'm saying it looks like you've been sucking 20 dicks in a row and they're swollen with Crisco butter on them.
I got real full lips, y'all. And you know what? The men don't seem to mind. I was with one guy one time. He's like, all I can do is stare at your lips.
Great. Grosses me out.
Yeah, anyway. I want to plump up that upper lip. No, the lower lip's fine.
No, I'm good.
You just need more than a little slim thing.
No, I like
thing.
It. I like it. But I just want to work on my...
it's okay to be wrong.
Yeah.
So, y'all...
Cut to, I won't have my lips done when I'm 60. And Jake, because he is faded, he's going to look like fucking Madonna now.
Ooh,
Madonna
does not look
great.
Yeah, she's had too many things done. Yeah.
I think she's had too many fillers.
Yeah.
That's it. You can't do so many fillers, y'all.
I think two.
But if you're in Los Angeles and you have a good plastic surgeon with references, let us know. Let us know.
Especially if we can get a discount.
I've always wondered, do you think you would get better plastic surgery? Like if I went back home and got it done like in Dallas? Like do you think
they supposedly do it really well there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My Aunt Cheryl, Uncle, she had a great facelift.
Yeah.
Do you think that though their idea of beauty is more normal there than what it is in L.A.?
Yes, that's a good point.
I worry. Yeah, I feel
or
like.
Or maybe get it in like Canada. Get it very understated. Like go to Vancouver.
Vancouver, I bet, does really subtle facelifts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Come at us if you know a good subtle facelift in Vancouver or Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
or they
a good
they do
idea.
Have those. They do
Idaho.
Have, they do have women up there who do kind of look like housewives, though. I've seen some Canadian women.
Y'all, but you can message me personally, but Dana, don't come at me and say, Maddie, you look fine, you don't need it.
She's going to get
y'all,
it regardless,
fuck it.
Y'all.
I don't care. I'm going to get it one day when I'm like 50.
I'm going to age gracefully, and I'm always going to look younger.
Bullshit. Because as soon as I get my forehead lift, I'll come home and I'll walk in. And he'll call the doctor as soon as I leave the room. I like make an appointment for Jackie Anthony. What's that first name? Jake. I mean, Jackie.
Well, you do look like, what's those dogs with the forehead? You kind of look like a Shih Tzu. So you will need that.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get Botox again in April, and then Corona happened, and I couldn't get it done.
Yep. Well,
what are you gonna
do? I support that. Because I don't want you looking like a...
Thank you.
All I want to do is stare at your forehead.
Yeah.
that I support.
Good.
So Abby, you guys, she's found someone who's not jealous and controlling like Sean or a perv like Chris.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and,
God, Chris.
And
she had a lip thing. Both of those guys.
Yeah, it's true. So he's 28, close to her own age.
Because she's what, 24?
23.
23, yeah.
And they met on the internet.
Y'all,
so obviously they prank each other, y'all.
I still worry she's going to cheat on the guy that she dates just because that's kind of Abby.
You know,
but
Abby.
But maybe she's calmed.
Abby. Abby is me at 23 because she's always looking for the better situation and she's always thinking that she hasn't really earned what she has. She feels nervous about it.
Yeah, she does. That's a good way to put it.
And, I feel like, though, Abby is, she's quite, she's wise in what she's getting for herself, but she also misses her home.
Yeah, that's
and,
hard.
Yeah.
She is a lot, I mean, literally on another continent.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
And she does prank her husband. She puts salt in his coffee, which he proceeds to spit out everywhere like an oaf. Which I kind of enjoyed.
Because Jake imagined him spitting on him.
I did. A little bit.
Wow.
You put me a proper cup of tea.
Wow.
Just chest it all over.
Wow.
He's cute, y'all.
Louis does look fun.
He is exactly my type.
Oh, God.
I would have such a good time with him.
Y'all, someone's going
to
cam tonight.
I'm going to have to camo afterwards. Find a guy from Europe or Britain to cam with, a rugby, a soccer hooligan.
Now, they've been together for about 2 years, and they've been married for a few months. They had a small wedding because they couldn't make it, and I have to say, I'm obsessed with Abby's wedding dress. It was gorgeous.
It was pretty.
I love it. Y'all come at me.
I didn't like the shoes he was wearing.
I wasn't looking at him. That's how gay I am. I love it when women do those wedding dresses that don't go full of the ground, that kind of hit like...
Yeah, I kind of like those too.
Those Donna Reed dresses with the shoes. Oh, so cute. If you had a wedding dress like that, come at me. I want to see it. Tweet me, Instagram me, 90 Day Gays.
God. Show me your wedding dress.
I love weddings.
God. You know, we have no business talking about a lot of this. Because
you know what this month is? When they say, when you're married in June,
you're a bride all your life. And the bridegroom who marries in June gets a sweetheart for a wife.
Good. We're not going to repeat that because we've already done that song. Which we actually sang the entire
thing
one time.
We sang the entire song.
And one girl said, I love June Bride.
I started crying when y'all sang June Bride.
Because that's not even from the show, y'all. That was written for the movie.
Oh, it's true. Yeah, yeah. It was.
I love that. I love that song.
That show has good music. I mean, the non-sexually tinged ones.
The ones that aren't about race. Yeah. Or
they
the
don't
Bible.
Songs about race.
The misogynistic songs.
Misogynistic, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe don't do sobbing women.
So let's move it on. So let's say we're now talking about they go bring his dad some groceries, and we find out that dad's family or his family was not high on meeting or him marrying a girl from he met off the internet, especially from Haiti, because you know his family looks like a country family, you know. Might not have been so accepting of a girl from Haiti who looks like Abby. You know?
No. It's y'all. A lot of people don't think of this.
We don't know it.
But
there's
a lot of fucking racism in Britain.
And we don't know.
And we don't know. No, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying that, like, that's still a cultural thing there, too.
And Abby has to think about that.
No.
Is, yeah, there are definitely people of color in the UK. You know, huge Indian immigrant population, and because of Great Britain colonizing
everywhere.
You've got a big immigrant population, and there's a lot of pushback against that there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So anyway, y'all, it's not local just to America.
Yeah,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
So
thanks, colonization.
Thanks, colonization. It's true.
So colonialism, actually, I should say.
They so they go see his dad, bring in some shit. I mean, that was kind of boring. That's fine.
Honestly, this segment is not. Now
the rest
that we
of
know,
it's kind of
The brother, she calls his brother. Haiti's not doing very well in
so
this.
She's worried.
They're not taking it seriously, and she's going to send them money.
She's just send them money. Blah blah. It's sad. We're
then
worried
what
her.
He does for her.
Prior's warrior. Now get to the hot part.
What he does, y'all. Because they can't go out. She just wants to go to the club and dance. So he makes a club quarantine for her.
And this is where I knew.
And they have their own dance party.
Poodle exploded because you see him kind of dancing, holding a beer. And then you see him doing shots, which makes Jake think. When Jake sees a straight guy doing shots, what do you think?
I think three more of those and I'm getting his pants.
Yep. And that's what Jake thought when he watched this.
Because all you have to do, y'all, is just keep your, you get a little closer. Get inched one little bit closer. Then your hand gets on their leg.
All right, I'm uncomfortable.
And then you, all of a sudden, when they're okay with your hand being on their leg, I know this sounds like sexual assault, but it's not. Because they're into it. Right? Anyway, all I have to say is I've seduced many a straight man. They all wanted it.
Can we move on before we get letters? All right, y'all. That is self-quarantine. Bye, self-quarantine. Thank
Bye.
You.
Don't
Good
forget
to
write. Don't Yay. Let the door hit you on the ass.
Now let's go to Nadia Fiance. What now? Is this the last episode of What Now?
I think so. Yes.
So y'all, this
we're ending this kind of like two episode a week thing.
Because next week we have the
tell all
on Sunday.
Yeah. Tell all before the 90 days.
Before the 90 days on Sunday.
Never ending season.
And then we have Happily Ever After is starting next week.
The other way, season two starts the 8th, and Happily Ever After, I believe, starts the following week.
So next Sunday, we've got The Other Way on Monday.
They're going to fuck us with two episodes a week, y'all. You're never going to get that bonus episode of, what was that show called? Weekly Squeal that we were going to do. We're not doing three shows a week. Well, we're already doing like four this week.
We want to do three shows eventually, but y'all.
What are we talking about?
I told Poodle the other day. I don't know what's going to happen when I have to go back to my cubicle job.
Because
right now, like, I'll work at night or I can work in the day and get stuff done and put it around our stuff. Come at me if you're finding, like, a lot of productiveness in your life. And now when I go back to that job, it's going to be, we're going to have to make it work.
You're going to have to go back to washing dishes.
Washing attorneys' dishes.
Y'all, they just put their dishes in the sink.
Now I'm not going to do it because I'm going to blame COVID and say, got to clean all your shit. I don't want your germs. What are you looking at? Do you have a ghost in your house? Oh, God.
That is such a spam number. Look at it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's threes and...
It says 323-069 fuck. That's probably your work number.
069, but y'all don't pull over.
Don't pull over. Well, that's a lot of them. Hope they're safe. Prayers going up.
They use La Brea to get to up north.
They do.
So that's what they've been doing for a while. Yeah. A lot of cops, y'all. Clap as they go by.
Clap as they go by.
I don't think that makes sense. No, that's the first responders.
First responders.
That makes no sense.
Makes no sense.
Oh, well.
Makes no sense. Okay, they're gone.
So anyway, let's talk about the what now. This is the baby special.
Again, we didn't need an hour of this.
No, I like Lauren.
But
I like Alex. We do say, why don't we just talk about our favorite moments of this?
Sure, yeah.
We're not going to, basically, y'all, it shows their complete baby story.
Yeah, the first 10 minutes were all like a recap of what they'd done.
Yeah.
I actually was glad. We probably would have liked this more if we had been with them from the beginning. I bet if you were, and I noticed some of our sissies commented this, that have seen Alexi and Lauren from the beginning, and to see their kind of, this was very nice and fulfilling, because it is cool to see their journey. And don't get us wrong, we love them. I think probably my first favorite moment was when Alexi was moving the bed shirtless.
Y'all, his body.
I had to pause that and rewind it about four times. With only one hand.
His proportions are all point to one thing. Big schlong. A big schlomit. He was calling her schlomit. He was calling her schlomit. I want to suck on his schlomit.
And I'll take his schlamazel.
Hoss and Pepper Incorporated.
We're going to suck it. Get us in a room, we'll fuck it. Take off your pants. I'm going to stop.
Thank you. Already got terrible. So, y'all, I agree. That was my favorite.
In the back way. Sorry.
That was my favorite. I think I really liked it when when she did call her Shlomit. And I looked that up, and it either means, like, silly one or poor one. Or kind of like things are put upon, in kind of a Hebrew.
That's sweet.
Kind of, but basically it also means idiot. But I think it means like fool, unfortunate.
She's overdramatic.
Yeah.
And she's admitted
but
that.
But she, and I'm telling you.
And I think he teases her about that.
That woman, she got pregnant. Like, she didn't just get...
I thought that baby was going to be 9 pounds.
I did, too.
And when they said the baby was only 5 pounds, I was like, whoa.
But she swole up.
She swole up.
Don't you love it when we talk about women's bodies?
Yeah, don't you? Don't you? I loved her being I because I've had friends that are pregnant. I loved when she just. Lauren is very likable, and what I like
she
about
is.
Her is that
she's very likable.
In a way, she's very not classy, but she's very put together. But then when she just started full on crying, and she was like, "Shit just got real." She's, like, that was such an honest experience. I think a lot of women have.
I think she was raised to be able to voice her emotions. She was raised to be able to talk about her emotions.
Yeah,
and that's good.
Yeah,
they're going to be pretty.
I think they're going to be great parents.
I agree. When there was a really great moment when he's just, I wrote down, good God, she's pregnant. when she's like helping her out. There was a moment when he said, when Alex said, I feel like I should be feeling more because she's feeling so much. So he's got, and I've known a lot of men.
A lot of
dads have that guilt.
Yes. I thought, man, I hope that a lot of people that are going through being pregnant right now or watches men and women, because I really appreciated that point of view.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite things of that. And because he's like, she's doing all this and I'm not fully, yes, I'm excited about it, but
it's not real to him yet.
It's not real. And that was, and I'm sure that's a thing for dads.
And then the baby comes for a lot of fathers.
Oh.
And the baby comes and just by necessity, especially if she's breastfeeding, it's okay if you don't. Just a healthy baby's a thriving baby. But the mom is with the baby so much, though. And so the guy feels really kind of left out. And it's, for some guy fathers, they say they love their kid, obviously. But it wasn't until like 4 or 5 months when the kid would like see them when they walked in the room and notice them. Yeah.
Oh, I think newborn babies are so relevant to me. I don't, people are like, oh, is my baby beautiful? I'm like, it's a baby.
Oh, I just want to hold them and hear their noises.
Yeah, I'm
their
just
little
like,
gurgles.
My thing is when a baby's old enough and I can see its eyes focus and I can see it's a person.
Is,
but like
that,
a newborn,
is that when you drink, give them a magic potion and try to suck out their youth to keep you young like a witch?
That's usually the time. That's usually when they look ripest. When their head starts to get that little bit of hair on them, and I can tell that's the moment.
Wow. Okay, we're gonna move on. What's one of your other favorite moments, Poodle?
I liked it when let me see. I went, God damn, newborns are so gross. They got shit all over them.
They do. The moment where, I mean, I knew they knew there was a possibility, but I'm glad it was nice of them taping it, because when the doctor said, so you're having the baby today, and Lauren's face was like, oh, God,
I'm glad I did my hair.
Yeah, I love that. She makes me laugh. She's funny.
And she's like, I think we both have the same mustache.
I love
like
her.
That. Yeah.
You know, I bet she loves gay people.
Yeah. She was one of the girls we taught.
Oh, yeah. When we taught at Belvoir, she is that girl. We love her.
And,
love her.
My other favorite moment, you guys, because they decide to have the Briss at home, is when Alex, most of them involve him, he gets emotional because he hears the baby crying.
That was really sweet.
And he's like, oh, I don't want him to hurt. So then it came full circle from that moment when he felt like he needed to be doing more, and that was his emotional connection.
It was really sweet.
He heard his son crying.
Yeah.
I actually teared up at that point.
It was... There was a lot.
Still thinking about his dick, but yeah.
I mean, him changing the baby's diaper shirtless, holding the baby's shirt.
Oof.
I mean,
oof.
Y'all, if you don't want to get knocked up after seeing Alex with that baby,
I want to.
Then you don't want children, and that's fine. But you really don't want children, because even Jake and I are ready to get knocked up after that.
Well, I would want to get knocked up, then give the baby away as quickly as possible.
And that's the show, everybody. That's everything.
I mean, through a blind adoption, of course.
Oh, God, we're going to get letters. Everybody, well, that is Quarantine Now.
That's Quarantine Now. And what now?
And what now? Thank y'all so much for hopping along with us. We've got a full week this week. Next week's exciting week. I mean, we've got The Other Way.
Yes.
We've got the tell-all of fucking tell-alls. It's going to be good.
And this week, we've still got Smothered. Y'all, if you like those Bicurious episodes, and this is like, I think, number 6 or 7. We've got about 6 or 7 in the hopper. This is going to be smothered. The new tier that we've created, the $8 tier, the don't pull over.
Over.
That's the way you get the Bi-Curious now. It's switched from, we brought that down from the $15 tier. So you can get the Bi-Curious at the $8 tier. The $15 tier has all kinds of great stuff new we added to it.
And just to clarify, if you don't watch Smothered, but you do want to watch the episode so you can listen, we're going to be recapping season two, episode two.
The most recent one.
That aired. Yeah, but I just want to let people know what it is.
Sunday.
It aired on season two, episode two. It's called If Mom Can Do It, I Can Do It. And it aired on May 31st, 2020.
Yeah. And y'all, I've told you this. I get a little queasy when I watch this show. So I'm going to I have a very low tolerance for this. And I never want to recap it again. So
yeah,
just putting that out there. I think this is great fodder to talk about it. It actually just makes my skin crawl. That whole licking, honestly,
I know.
It was very hard to watch. And the showering.
So this is going to be fun. Did you watch all the episode yet? I haven't.
I'm about three quarters of the way through. The first season, I feel like I was having hair loss. It was just like, I would just stare at the screen and just go like,
wow.
Although I do love the mom who looks like Gene Simmons, the Italian one.
Yeah. Well, and Labor and Love, it looks like it's going to be dramatic this week. There's going to be some fight with the men.
Another one of my favorite shows.
So anyway, y'all, we're having fun though in the Gatreon.
I just feel like that show's misguided. Like, I want to fix it.
I know. It's about just semen, but they're trying to make it about love.
Yeah.
What can you do?
I don't know.
So anyway, y'all.
Semen ain't about love, y'all. Trust me.
Go to 90.
I've swallowed enough to know. Sorry.
Wow.
Go to 90 Days. Go to 90 Days.
You're just like a 7-Eleven Slurpee machine.
Go to
90daygays.com.
Go to 90daygays.com.
You can find our merch. You can find out about our other shows there, Sweet Tea, Riverdale.
Look, leave us a review. Leave us a 5-star review and say, keep going, Queens.
We appreciate that so much. Some of you have left reviews. Somebody even saw where somebody left us a 1-star review.
Called that bitch out. Oh my God.
Who was that person? Because where's my phone? Where are things? Why do you hide things from me?
I've never seen anyone call out someone on a different review before.
I know. And
that was a level of petty that I can only hope to achieve.
It was wonderful. So we just want to say, if you're Little Kulu,
how do you spell that?
Little Kulu, K-U-L-U. Little Kulu, we appreciate your review.
I appreciate your shade.
And you know what? I'm going to say this. Little Kulu, come at us. Message us wherever you are, and we'll send you a free shirt for defending
us.
We appreciated that. Yeah, so come at us.
Because we love people like us. We love people even more if you trash someone who trashes us.
We do.
Because that I understand and respect.
It's true. I think that's it. No more announcements. We got everything else, y'all. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts, Poodle?
Yes. What if that was the end of the show?
You can't even remember.
No, I did.
Jesus.
I was going to say something and I decided against it. No, I was going to say yes. And if you decide to cut your child's penis off at home,
call us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.